Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
So Jessica and I were having a conversation and made some observations, and this could be just coincidence or whatever, but we have noticed that our snappiness, like, you know, when you're just bickering over stuff that's irrelevant, mm-hmm. occurs at the same time. Now, the logical explanation is, if she's in a grumpy mood and I'm not, and she says something like, you know, whatever she would say, oh my God, put your stuff in the dishwasher. Like, my response is just to laugh and go, I'm sorry, I forgot, and go do it. And then if I'm in a grumpy mood and I say, oh my God, you parked the car, you blocked me in the driveway again, and she's in a grump, she's like, oh my God, I'm sorry, and laughs and goes, moves it.
Right.
The fights start when we're both feeling grumpy. You know, she's like, you always tell me where to park, and you car if you parked over there, mm-hmm. blah, and then next thing you know, you're in a 10-minute fight about nonsense. So we were having this conversation around friends, trying to determine if we just are noticing it because the only time that we argue is when we're both in those grumpy moods, and it's mm-hmm. not really rare, or mm-hmm. If it's something different. Then we're just trying to figure it out. And so it was a stupid, mindless discussion until the people we were talking to brought up something that I had heard before, and I said, if I can bring Bert in on this. And he agreed, the guy that was sitting with us will participate. We could, in 90 days, have the answer. But this couple remembers reading and believes that men have cycles that affect their emotions much like women do.
I agree with that.
Now, obviously, there's a whole...
Can you let us just have something of our own?
I want it to be shared. No, please, feel it.
No, I want to have the cramps. That's what I want to share.
It doesn't make any sense because the theory would be that women would be cranky during that time of the month, mm-hmm. each month, when you have chemical things that are going on.
Mm-hmm. Hormonal.
And your hormonal things going on that mm-hmm. guys don't have.
Right.
So how does it equate?
Is this like sympathetic labor pains?
No, because it doesn't necessarily have to line up with the woman or anything. It's just that nature created, everything in nature repeats in patterns. And mm-hmm. this guy, I mean, keep in mind, there are bottles of wine on the table. So this guy very like, whoa.
Sounds like there's more than just wine.
Yeah. But like
something else from nature.
No, this is purely an alcohol fueled philosophical discussion where everything in nature is cyclical, and everything mm-hmm. has patterns.
Right.
The moon has a pattern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The seasons.
It's 28 days, mm-hmm. right? There is the women's cycle, in theory, is 28 days.
Which is usually with the lunar cycle, yes.
Right, and it kind of follows. There's a natural existence of this 28-day period.
Mm-hmm.
So why can we just assume that men don't have anything going on chemically just because we don't have a external manifestation of that?
Because through science, you can prove the cycle of these other things. You're saying everything has a cycle because science has proven in these other areas that there are cycles.
You can see the moon.
But there can be something different.
You know, that's what I'm saying. This is why we have to do an experiment. You can see the moon moving throughout the month,
mm-hmm.
you can see the moon changing, and you can count, and you can see that
it takes
28 days.
Mm-hmm.
With a woman, you can count the days between the physical
and you can
the evidence,
you can see, and you can her hormone levels. You can actually measure that throughout the month.
But there's no physical change in men. Like, we don't get periods, so we don't have a marker to which we could start counting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we need to do, Bert, and my buddy is in on this as well.
Bert, since you're the other guy in the room.
Uh-huh. Barely.
Thank you. It's taken you 9 years to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know what? We got to get Carl involved too. And
that's
And we'll just get a bunch of guys.
He'll do it secretly. He'd never tell his buddies he's doing this.
Right.
And for 90 days.
For 90 days? For 3 months?
I think that's a good period.
All you have to do is put a smile or a frown or a thumbs up or a thumbs down or something on a calendar.
Just on how you're feeling that day.
Just keep a calendar at the here at the radio station.
Okay.
Me, you, and Carl could do it at the same one in the radio station. We'll just poke our head in. And I think after, within a month, we'll start to see if there's a pattern developing. And if every 28 days, Bert, if you have four grumpy days in a row,
mm-hmm.
then that's your cycle.
You've got your myriad.
Okay.
Because I do agree that there are periods in 1 month where a guy is uber grumpy and uber impatient, which is what women go through every single month. So I do think guys are on some sort of cycle.
Here's Candy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
Whereas women go through menopause, men do go through something called andropause.
What is that?
It's similar to menopause. It's where, like with us, it's the estrogen levels drop. With men, it's the testosterone levels drop.
No, that hasn't happened, I'll tell you that.
Is this real or is it just people want, because guys don't want to be left out?
Well, I want to believe it.
This is something I would like to be left out of.
It might not be real, but Wendy had, like, their... When I think of when I'm...
She's just trying to be nice to y'all and agree with you.
I believe it.
When I'm grumpy, like, it's never just for, like, an afternoon.
You'll
like,
save yourself a lot of ink if you just mark the times where you're not grumpy.
No, but I'm saying, like, as an overall...
You have, like, a reverse cycle. When you get happy, it's just for a couple days a month.
As an overall thing, if I was evaluating 24-hour periods at a time, I would say that I get grumpy in spurts.
Hey, Ronnie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert. Hey, I love the show, guys.
Thanks, man.
I have to agree with the comment because I've done it myself. I've based it. I have a cycle every 28 days. It's like based on the phase of the moon. Every full moon.
Are you kidding me?
I have a cycle.
How do you know? And what is your... Give me the details of your cycle.
My cycle, I sometimes get grumpy. I'm like really happy. I'm excited. I stress out. It's just a whole gamut of emotions that I never go through rest of the month. And I've seen this go on with a lot of my friends as well. So I always found it as odd, but I was like, but after I've done the research, I was like, yeah, it happens.
So for 4 or 5 days out of the month, you menstruate.
Probably about seven.
Menstruation.
You go through menstruation.
Oh, my God. Okay. It's not quite on topic, but it reminds me of an article I'm going to have to post. I mean, Gloria Steinem, which older listeners know that name. I mean, she was part of the women's movement in the 70s, but she started out as a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the articles that she wrote years ago was If Men Could Menstruate, the hilarious take on if it was the guy that was having his period instead of the woman. Hilarious. So I'm going to have to, because it goes along with my thing of like, guys don't want to be left out. All of a sudden you're creating this thing because you too want to have the sympathy.
I want them to feel it.
We're very competitive.
Yeah.
Hey, Audria, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I was just going to let you guys know, I can't remember where I read it, but I do remember reading an article somewhere that actually the scientists studied men's hormones, and you do see a cyclical change, just like women go through a cycle as well. I wish I could remember where I read it or what hormones they were studying. But it's not just, you guys can't just track when you're grumpy, because grumpy happens for different reasons. You know, your son could be acting up and you're in a bad mood. But it's that grumpy that you can't figure out why mm-hmm. you're angry.
Right.
So well, I can just say you're on your cycle, Jeff. Are you on your cycle today?
I'm just menstruating. Leave me alone.
I need a heating pad.
Save that. No, I want you guys to feel in. I want to know what days it happens on so I can just punch you in like the stomach so you can feel the pain too, not just the grumpiness, so we can all be on the same page.
Why did it get so violent?
Get so angry.
Because you guys to feel the pain and what it's like.
Because she's on her period too.
Yeah, obviously, Wendy, you've got your period, and Bert and I know what that's like, and guess what? We suck it up when it happens, and now you need to.
Do you think eventually, we're going to start doing, you know, and tracking our grumpiness, and do you think it'll be sort of like a sorority after a while where
we all line up?
Our menstruation cycles will start to line up?
Well, I do think when Carl is here on Friday, we should all go into your office with all the candles and stuff, and we should write in a feelings journal.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, let's get Chelsea on here, because I think at the root of her email to us is she's frustrated because she's not entirely buying. Like, she's just getting, I think, a little impatient with the dude she's seeing right now. Like, mm-hmm. she's ready to move on and get to the next level, and mm-hmm. she's not entirely believing or feeling that her boyfriend is on the up and up in the relationship.
Okay.
Did I get that right, Chelsea?
Oh, that's exactly right, yeah.
And how long have you two been together, first of all?
It's been about 2.5 years. I mean, the situation is kind of, you know, it's been 2.5 years. He's been divorced for 2, separated for 2. So he's been, you know, single for about 4.5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, it's always one excuse after another. And I'm at the point now where I'm just trying to figure out if, you know, am I wasting my time or do I need to continue and hope that he's changed his mind about marriage?
All right. How old is this dude?
He is 43.
And you said you're hoping he changes his mind about marriage? What is his attitude now?
He had a bad divorce.
Okay. And he don't want to go through that again?
I guess, but who knows? You know, it could happen, it couldn't happen, it could be a perfect relationship.
Have you two had discussions about marriage or your future plans?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the beginning of the relationship, he was absolutely no. You know, he cannot get married again. That's not going to happen. And then he kind of moved in with me. Now, he has his own house, but he kind of moved into my house with me.
Okay.
Now, when I say move in with me, I mean, he just stays there all the time.
Where's the miscommunication here? I mean, he told you straight from the jump that I don't want to get married.
Right,
so he's
right.
moved in with you, but it's still under the premise that, look, we can spend the rest of our lives together. I just want to let you know I'm never getting married again.
Well, no, because then he changed his mind. Then he realized, you know, we got later on into the relationship, and he realized that, you know, I want to get married.
He said that.
He said, you can do that. He says, I just need a little bit of time to, you know, I guess get over the shock of the divorce, the jadedness from the divorce, whatever. You know, and I feel like, how much time does he need?
How long ago did he say that?
You know, this was probably, we had this conversation a year ago.
So that's a year and a half now that
yeah,
he said
yeah.
that he's still trying to get over the divorce.
And my thing is that, you know, he has a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, and because of his divorce, there's no cohabitation, so he can't actually live with me.
All right, so within the papers with his wife, it's somewhere in there says that he's not allowed to live with a woman if the child is in the house as well?
If they're not married, yes, correct. You have to be married for the child to spend the night with him.
Okay.
How old is this daughter?
She's 5.
Oh, okay.
I understand that. I would, if the roles were reversed, I would feel the same way.
Well, the only reason, I mean, that's a little young, though, but I've known friends, parents who, I mean, I hate to tell you, but would not get remarried until their children were older for some reason. And some never did, you know.
Yeah, but he's not that kind of dad. I mean, he's the every other weekend kind of dad, and it's not, you know, he's not dedicated to the child like that.
So is every, outside of this issue, which is a big one for you, you know, being married, is everything else in the relationship just fine?
Well, no, because, well, I mean, okay, yes. Well, we get along great. We have a wonderful relationship. I think my problem here at this point is I'm kind of feeling almost used because he's at my house all the time and lives at my house but doesn't want to actually live with me and help me in any sort of way. And he doesn't want to get married, so I'm just kind of feeling like, you know, I'm not sure where we're going here. If if there is anywhere to go.
404-741-Q100.
I mean, I can understand where you're coming from if you feel like he's not as invested in the relationship as you are. But it, I mean, it's going to be up to you on whether you can put up with that or not. Because, I mean, if you feel like he's dragging you along, if you feel he's not 100% invested, you know, and that you just said so he comes to your house, but he doesn't contribute to the house. Is that what makes you mad? Is that he's there all the time?
It pisses me off a little bit. Yeah, am I allowed to say that? Sorry.
Sure, no,
yeah,
sorry.
It feels a little used, kind of, you know, like, you know, you're here all the time. Your house, his house is, you know, 2 hours away from where he works. So well, my house is very convenient.
If he was 24 years old, I'd get it. If he was 24 years old and he doesn't, you know, and he's just kind of getting, but he's been married before. He's 42. Mm-hmm. He's a grown man. And I feel like he, even more so than a younger man, is showing you what he's about. You know?
I know, and I'm not getting it.
And then if you're going to keep trying to change him, Lord, a 42-year-old man, you're not going to change.
And you're giving him everything that he wants. You're giving him everything.
That's the other problem.
He's giving you giving him the house. You're taking care of him. You're cooking for him. He's not giving you any cat. Why would the dude marry you?
And you are young. You're not a 20-something-year-old woman, I'm assuming. No offense.
No, I'm not. I'm in the late 30s.
Yeah, so you're too old to be playing these games, too, I think.
I do, too. That's the way I feel. But for some reason, it's hard to date. It is hard to be single in Atlanta.
And you're settling.
It also sounds like it's hard to live with the same guy and not be on the same page as far as marriage goes.
Exactly. That's my problem. I need help, you know? And it would be different, too. I would even be willing to live with him if he was willing to, you know, split the bills with me. If we lived together, if we were invested in a home together, as opposed to him just staying with me.
But he has his own house and his own bills, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't stay there.
Hold on one sec. Let's get Lindsay on here. She's got an opinion on the whole thing. Hey, Lindsay, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I think this is the perfect example of men show you who they are, and women want to fix things, and we want to see what we want. He's showing you right now. He has one foot in and one foot out. He told you from the beginning what he wanted, and you went into it thinking, I'm sure, I can fix it. Time will change it. Men show you who they are. This is who he is. Let it go.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know.
You're just scared you're scared to be single at 37, 38 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be, and I love him. I just, and I know I can't change it, but like I said, he strings me along. When he knows that I've about had enough and that what I want is more important, then he starts to tell me things that, you know, well, just a little bit longer, you know, and it just, he strings me along, and I see it.
Melissa's getting so frustrated.
I'm so frustrated for
Melissa's
so many reasons.
Actually physically holding her
hand
in her hand.
I'm frustrated for so many reasons because, one, because it's this idea for women, I'm so afraid to be alone, and especially at 38, I'm going to settle even more. And you want to, okay, oh, and there's so many things, like you'd rather call a radio station. I mean, you'd rather call a radio station than actually talk to your man, because when you said, I'd wish he'd pay half the bills, have you said that to him?
Oh, yeah, well, I didn't ask him to pay half the bills. I said, you know, since you're here 28 days out of the month, why don't you contribute to a water bill, we had an issue with the plumbing.
Okay, hold on. I don't want to know about the issue with the plumbing. I just think that, I mean, the way you started that sentence, I mean, the way you started that sentence made him feel guilty. Like, I mean, you're making him look, what, I don't know. I just, the way you're communicating with him, why would he say yes if you're making him feel like he owes you? Anyway, and if you want to be with a man who's not involved with his daughter, like even that part offends me. Like he's kind of like, well, he's not that invested in his daughter. You want to be with a man like that?
I know.
No, you don't.
You're too old. You want a tough love.
You're too old to do this.
You want a tough love.
You're not 21.
Here is Charlene. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to tell you, congratulations, honey. It's a boy. Okay, you just became the parent of a 42-year-old man. So, obviously, recognizes that your woman and me can take care of yourself and him, but you need to find someone else to appreciate it and help you. Because this is not—if he's treating you this way now, can you imagine being married to him? You would be stuck doing everything. I just don't think that's fair. And from the way you sound like a nice person. You can just do so much better.
Chelsea, everybody's calling up saying the exact same thing.
Oh, I think that's the best line
great
we have ever had on the show.
Yes.
You just became the parent of a 42-year-old man.
That's true. It's true. Yeah, I needed the tough love.
Follow your instincts on this thing, man. Don't be scared. Like, there are so many people that are in bad relationships just because they're so scared to be alone. Man, I'd rather be alone for the right reasons than with somebody for the wrong reasons.
Yes.
I just don't want to lose because, you know, I mean, really, aside from the, I don't know, it's a confusing situation for me because I
see
the badness in it. He shows me who he is and I choose to ignore it.
Yeah, you just said it. So if you go further with this, then it's your own fault.
It's my future in 15 years.
Great.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Joanna Rodriguez is in the middle of planning her wedding right now.
In the middle of it. Yes, and I've only been engaged for 2 days.
You were planning this wedding way before you were engaged.
When you were 7.
I wouldn't say that I've been planning on it before I was engaged, but I've definitely gotten a head start on a lot of planning because things book up so quickly. I didn't realize how quickly things are booking up. I'm already calling photographers and they're already booked for my wedding and it's already a year and a half. It's like over a year away and they already have that date filled.
When is the wedding day? Yep.
It's over Memorial Day weekend of next year.
Oh, so you went the holiday.
Yeah.
Holiday wedding, man.
There was a lot of reasons behind that, but we can get into that another time.
Okay.
And everything's already booked?
Well, a couple of the people I've called has already booked.
Wow.
Well, a couple of things that I have been looking into or prior to filing's basement was I was going to a lot of dress shops because I wanted to go ahead and get my dress out of the way and purchase that and go ahead and seal the deal on the dress. I have been experiencing the worst customer service ever when it came to dress shopping.
Really?
And you would think that it's a special day.
Now,
that
keep in mind, she's saying this after witnessing Filene's basement where people get tackled and pushed.
But that's not from the employees, though.
No, that wasn't.
Okay.
That's from each other.
The employees were picking these girls up off the ground and brushing them off.
So your impression was if you're in this industry, like women that are working at these shops know how important a day it is. They're going to make it special for you.
They would make you feel pretty and they'd make you feel good and they would just embrace you with open arms, like, oh, I'm so happy for you, and give you the chit chat, like, when's the date, how'd you guys meet, things like that. I don't know, I guess I expected that, and every place I've gone into, it's like you're just an appointment, and it's like, let's get you in and get you out. I'm in the dresses for a couple seconds, and they're like, oh, you don't like it? All right, let's go to the next one.
And you want to, like, absorb it and look at yourself, and they're like, all right, we got other people behind you.
Exactly. Oh. I just felt like I was just another number. And there was one place I went to in particular where there was no, like, when we walked in, there was no, hey, how are you? How's it going? It was more like, all right, put these white gloves on and go pick out 5 dresses, and then we'll go to the dressing room and get you started.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, thanks, whatever. They never offer you, I don't know, I guess maybe this is an idea I had in my head, but I thought that they would like, hey, can I get you a bottle of water? Because we're going to be here a while. This isn't a 5-minute appointment. You're trying on the dress. You tell the consultant what you like, what you don't like, and then they have to reevaluate what dresses to pick out.
And I think that could be based on age of the person who's helping you. Because I've watched these Bridezilla shows and these women have to deal with other women who are getting married. And some women come in there with no idea of what they want, stay in there for hours on end and just expect. So I think the older people and older women employees that are helping out are jaded by it. But if it was like a fresh new person who's new to the industry, as in anything, they're going to be willing and wanting to hear your story.
Have you found that most of the employees that are helping you are older or younger?
No, Well, there was one that was older, but for the most part, they were all younger. Mm-hmm. Some of them were even engaged themselves, and they were treating us like this.
Are the dresses commission-based?
I think so. Okay. I do think they get like a base, and then maybe they make a percentage off the sell.
Then you'd think they'd even be nicer if they're, you know,
or you got to think volume also. The more they sell, then the more commission they get. So maybe it's more of a get them in, get them out.
Maybe, but it'd be nice while you're doing it because you're not going to sell. I mean, I could see bad customer service in any industry leaves such a poor impression. You know, it will keep me from going back to any place.
Well, there was one particular time where I had a dress on and the lady, same rude lady was like, oh, well, that dress might be gone tomorrow. So if I were you, I'd go ahead and purchase it now.
God, it's almost like a car salesman.
I'm like, wow. I haven't even told you that I liked it. And you're already trying to like push me into buying this dress. Like that's going to actually, I'm never going to come back here again. But thank you. Mm-hmm.
They must feel like sort of they have leverage in the whole business thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know you want to get married. And if you do find the right dress, then they know how desperate you are to find that perfect dress.
Right.
Well, with the age of internet, don't they know that I'm going to look at the designer and I'm going to punch it in and I'm going to see if I can find it somewhere else? If you were nice to me and you treated me good, then I may come back and purchase it from you. But if you're being rude and you're trying to push me into a sale, I'm going to go look it up and I'm going to go find it somewhere else.
It's, I mean, anytime somebody says, you know what, not sure if it's going to be here next time you come in, that guarantees a no.
High pressure.
Guarantees
like
a no, yes.
Is it just the dress portion of the whole thing where the customer service is sucked, or are you finding like the wedding industry in general, same attitude?
Well, so far I've only been, you know, involved in finding a dress, and then now I'm starting to get into photography, which is a whole nother thing where, I'm getting very pushy people on the phone. Oh, and I'm a haggler. You know, I don't settle for the first price, and I feel like I'm getting shut down, and I just think that's kind of part of your job is, like, you give me a price, I'm going to come back with another price, and if not, I'll move on.
Well, they know you need it, too, though. So why would
they? There are 500 other ones to go to.
But if they're all booked, though, then they know you need the service.
But this isn't like she's getting married in 3 weeks. I mean, it's a year and a half away.
It doesn't matter
if they're booking up on that date.
Hey, Peggy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
I love listening to y'all in the morning. You just make my ride to work.
Thank
y'all
you.
Are a
thank
hoot
you.
And a half.
Thank you.
Okay, here's my deal. Good customer service has gone right out the window today. There are very few places that understand that they need to play that proverbial 20 questions to find out what picture you have in your head of what you want. And either they know their product or they don't. If they don't, they're going to bring you one of everything and discard what you don't like. If they know their product, like I know mine at my store, all of my staff knows our product inside and out. And we have people tell us every day, oh my gosh, I have never gotten this kind of customer service. Especially when it comes to blue jeans. Every woman knows how hard it is to find the right pair of blue jeans.
Yeah, I think this is probably a broader conversation about customer service. I don't even know that it's a wedding industry question as much as it is just customer service these days sucks as a general rule.
And the thing is, everybody's looking for a job, so it's not like hiring managers have to settle for people who have bad attitudes. Mm-hmm. You could actually have people now who are highly educated, who don't have work, who would be willing to learn the product in and out enough to be the expert at it and have great customer service, and you're settling for, you know, crappy attitude who hates being there, then you know what? There are 100 people in line that would love to take your job.
Now, if you're calling with a recommendation of a wedding dress place for Joanna to go to because they have great customer service, you don't have any credibility if you work there. That's all I'm saying. It's like this has to be a recommendation of a recommendation.
Agreed.
Hey, Kia, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys. No, I don't work there. However, first my mother-in-law went, then I went, then my mom went, then my mom's coworker went, then my best friend went, and then my manager actually went and got her daughter's prom dress and a formal gown for a ball. We went to New Natalie's on Chattahoochee.
New Natalie's on Chattahoochee. You got great customer service.
Yes, great customer service. When I went back with my best friend 5 years after I got married, they remembered who I was.
Oh, nice.
Not that I sucked or I was horrible, but I guess maybe because I've been in so many times, but they're always very nice. And then they like have the a lot of dresses, and then they're discounted as well.
Great, thank you.
Awesome.
The reason they remembered who you were is because what the bridal shops do is they evaluate the bride. when they come in as to how long they think that a guy will stick with you, and based on how high maintenance you are, and they put your name in a notebook. So the reason you might have been getting bad customer service, Joanna, is because they thought you were in for long term wedding. So that's a good thing.
They're gonna see you three or four times.
Yeah,
if they're
turning you over quick, bad customer, really great customer service, then that they know you're gonna be back in there 3-4 times, new dress.
Her dream is slowly being beat down about marriage even before she's married.
Absolutely. Before I was even engaged, you guys were doing this to me.
You're on The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Jeff and Carl and I think are all in the same place.
Oh, you too?
Yeah, I told you guys about this a couple of weeks ago when I started seeing the commercials, man.
What?
You see the commercials for this three-wheel motorcycle?
Oh.
The Spider Cam. That's where I went to go test drive.
Is this Jeff, the Harley?
Jeff came. No, it's not a Harley. Jeff came in this morning and said that you were looking at one. And about 3 weeks ago, I don't know what I was watching. Maybe it was the basketball tournament. You seen these new motorcycles? They got two wheels on the front and one in the back.
Right.
Oh, I've seen the one. There's a Harley that's got two in the back and one in the front.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the trike. That's
right.
That's different.
It's like a chopper.
Yeah, that's the same.
Why are you even participating in this conversation, girl?
Nah, this is two in the front.
I'm a lesbian, honey. I know about motorcycles.
Save that. The commercial's been running all the time. I even got my wife. I'm like, come up here and check this out. And we went online and checked it out. It looks badass.
Man, if you get one, I'm definitely getting one. Let's go get one, Bert.
What's the name of it?
Two in the front, one in the back.
And I don't even like motorcycles. Like, Stacy's way more into motorcycles than I am. But for whatever reason,
really?
This thing looks way safer than a regular motorcycle.
Yeah. Why? Why would it be safer? Because of the two wheels in front?
Yeah, two wheels in front.
Now, let me ask you this, though. If you are out there and there's dudes on real motorcycles, are they laughing at you because you got the ones with the two wheels?
Not on this one. Not the one that Bert's talking about. This one right here is the new.
It's new. It's fresh. It's the coolest.
The new stuff.
It's new and cool, so they're not going to be like scoffing at you like, hey.
Yeah, they will.
They probably will.
Yes, they will, because they're like, you're not strong enough to keep this bike up.
But this one right here, though, this is just
cool.
This is just it. This is the new.
So Carla's...
The new makes it cool.
It looks so badass, though.
Oh, yeah.
Carl wants a motorcycle, and Jeff is thinking about a new truck right now.
We're handling things differently, though, because I drive a perfectly nice car. It is the first car I ever bought new. I've paid the whole thing off over the past, 3 years of the note or 4 years of the note. It's got like 95,000 miles. In my mind, I'm like, I'm going to see this thing roll over to 100. Mm-hmm. Like 100,000 miles, like I may actually have a little bit of a party. You know what I mean? Like the 100, mm-hmm. I'll get the car and drive around. And 100,000, woo! You know, I know it's dorky, but like it's cool to me. So I, over the past few months, have been thinking it might be time for a new car.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to follow Clark Howard. I'm trying to do what he says, drive it into the ground, trying to be good. So I'm avoiding car dealerships.
Good.
The car show was in town last week, and I thought about going, but I intentionally made myself busy, so I didn't go. If I see new cars that are like in the style of car that I want, I don't spend too much time looking at them. I'm avoiding it so that their temptation isn't there. Carl this weekend thought he could... satisfy his temptation by going to test drive some motorcycles,
oh, right. No.
Thinking that would quell it.
Then it's over.
Yeah, that's like going to I'm just going to go look at the puppies. I'm not going to buy one. I'm just going to go look at
Just get it out of my system. Just release it. You know, just get it out for a second. Just ride and just, but no, it's worse.
Yeah, that's like women who go to the bakery just for the smells. No, you're getting the cookies and the cakes and you're going to eat the pastries if you go in there and smell it.
So you want to put a down payment on that thing now,
I'm ready, man.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's funny because this past weekend, a buddy of mine, his wife asked me the same thing. Carl, what do you think? Should I get, she just bought him up. I don't know, a $500 watch, whatever it was. The one that he wants cost like $2,000. I'm like, man, you only live once? Get it. You know what I'm saying? You only, if you can afford it and if it's not going to cause too much strife in the house, don't get me wrong. Like,
you say you only live once, but they'll cut your lights off once too, and that's not living it.
Do it.
Get a pair.
We have a friend that he has a guy that he works with that was in a motorcycle accident this weekend, is in a coma right now, which sort of deflated my excitement to Stacey about the motorcycle. Yeah, because it only happens one time. It wasn't his fault. Some Jeep Wrangler ran a light, didn't see him, went right over.
See, you don't need to ride that. If that's going to deter you, that won't deter me. I just don't plan on falling.
I don't think this guy did either. I'm fairly certain.
I don't think anybody gets on a motorcycle with the intention of tipping it.
No, I don't know why, but that still, to me, Jeff just showed me a picture of this thing. It still looks like a grandpa mobile.
No,
it
looks, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. I think it looks awesome. It looks like a jet ski on wheels.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Cool. Motorcycle riders will give you such crap for that. To me, it's like,
your woman does not look cool.
Your lady won't let you have a real motorcycle. That's what that looks like. Yeah. It's like, you're whipped. I see.
I'll put a tattoo on my neck so nobody does. That's a little tattoo, little Tyson thing over the eye so nobody gives you hell about that motorcycle.
What, like Smurfette or something?
Around with a knife in your mouth.
I mean, that looks like a fancy, what do you call it? The
little sidecar?
Yeah. It looks like a fancy,
It still looks like grandpa.
Cool. Carl, if you get one, I want to take it for a minute.
No. You get it first, and we'll see how much crap you get.
Hey, I get that. You take my spider for a roll, and I'll take your new truck for a roll.
Yeah, I'm avoiding the trucks. Don't even say new truck to me.
This is The Burt Show.